You know, players did a good job in the second half in all three phases of playing alert, playing smart, playing tough, executing well, making a lot of plays that we had the opportunity to make, and stringing them together and eliminating bad plays. And I think at the end of the first half, we strung together plays. They were just all bad. So, and obviously that's a reflection of bad coaching. So the halftime is really more about what we were going to do in the second half and the level of execution that we needed. And players did that, and they did it very quickly. They responded right away from the opening drive of the third quarter, you know, into the fourth quarter. I mean, that was a huge swing in the game, and players did a great job of making plays and capitalizing on opportunities. You're right, Jerry, they haven't had a lot of time together, but it was certainly good to get Chandler back. Chandler's practiced with us the last couple of weeks, similar to Silver, Siligo practicing with us and then playing last week against San Diego. So it was good to get Chandler back, but we have had him on the practice field. And, you know, I thought that he and Akeem, well, we had a number of different combinations of rushers, but that he and Akeem, Rob, Hi, Jamie, Matt Patricia dialed up a few different combinations and a couple different pressures and so forth, and we were just trying to keep them off balance, and they executed executed those things really well. We got some big plays yesterday. Obviously, the block by Jamie was a well-executed rush with the line and Jamie getting through the gap and timing the jump and Kyle on the scoop and score. We were really close on the next one with Casillas. I mean, I don't know how that ball didn't get blocked. Maybe I think it might have nicked his finger, but the play by Amendola was we were in a two deep look. We showed a one deep look, and then Danny backed out of there. He made a good play on the ball, didn't fair catch it. He found enough space to pick up another 10 yards or so after he caught the ball, so it ended up being a 20-yard net punt. We put ourselves in good field position there, and that converted that into points. Stevens' field goals, as poorly as the punt play was, it was a great play by Ebner to save the touchdown and make the tackle. There were a lot of key plays there. The things that he's been a part of, you know, he's into it, and they all, you know, he still has a good recollection of them. And he does that, you know, on game day too. When you it's one of the most impressive things about, Dale mentioned earlier about what it's like being in the locker room. But what's even more impressive is being on the field with a player like Tom, and say, okay, Tom, what happened on this play? And you know, he'll tell you 10 different things that happened on the play. And then when you go to watch the film, you see all the things that he talked about. You know, the line, the rush, the relationship of the linebackers, the route, where the corner was. What all the things that he saw on that play. He's not just looking at a receiver. He's seeing a lot of things, you know, around him, and a lot of, all the elements that are involved in the situation of the play, the down, the distance, the time, and all that, but also all the things that are surrounding him.